USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One person was killed, three others injured in a shooting at a synagogue in Poway, California yesterday. President Trump offering his condolences while speaking at a campaign-style rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin last evening.
Our entire nation mourns the loss of life, prays for the wounded, and stands in solidarity with the Jewish community. We forcefully condemn the evil of anti-Semitism and hate.
Also at that rally, the president touched on the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls, saying that he could easily beat former Vice President Joe Biden, also touting his administration's success, saying his campaign will continue to take on the political establishment. Four people are dead after a crane fell off the top of a building under construction in Seattle. Two of the dead are the crane operators. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A person of interest now in custody after a massive manhunt following the discovery of five people's bodies at two scenes in rural Tennessee. They believe the two scenes are related, and the bureau's named 25-year-old Michael Cummins as their person of interest. House Democrat Maxine Waters blasts a federal judge's decision to release a Coast Guard officer accused of plotting domestic terrorism. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He's agreed to release Christopher Hassan after his public defender argued the government couldn't keep detaining him because he hasn't been charged in any terrorism-related counts. Investigators also found a hit list in his home that included Waters, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as well as anchors from CNN and MSNBC. Waters says there's no credible justification to allow someone clearly as dangerous as Hassan to go free while awaiting trial. I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The Attorney General of New York is investigating the National Rifle Association. Reports are that the Office of Attorney General Letitia James has issued subpoenas to the NRA and several businesses associated with the gun rights group. The probe may center on the group's financial dealings and its status as a tax-exempt organization. It comes during a rocky period at the NRA with President Oliver North reportedly stepping down. The annual White House Correspondents' Dinner was last night, minus President Trump. Historian Ron Chernow gave the keynote address instead of the usual comedian. The decision not to invite a comedian this year came after Michelle Wolf criticized members of the Trump administration and the media at last year's dinner. President Trump once again skipping the event this year, instead holding a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Chernow paid tribute to the great history of journalism, saying it is positive to have tension between the press and the president. However, he said it could be done without so much venom. An Avengers Endgame is dominating the weekend box office. The action film has taken in over $640 million worldwide, making it the biggest global opening in Hollywood history. The Disney Marvel film topping the record held by Avengers Infinity War set last April. It's also expected to pass Captain Marvel as the highest grossing movie of the year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.